Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Oh, boy.
Hello and happy Friday.
Good morning.
The Invisible Man speaks.
I just realized I didn't. hold on, please.
Please take your time. It's no problem. We're all just going to lay back and let Friday wash over us. Have your way with us, Friday. We're ready. Take us now, Friday. Oh my God. I don't know why it matters, you know?
When I give this speech at your retirement,
I'm gonna say one of my
favorite things about this young lady. Is that somehow she's able to derive incredible pleasure week after week and show true surprise and joy every
Friday morning. How did this happen? Oh my God, out of the blue, a great day.
Week after week after week.
Oh, it does excite me.
It's an impressive feat.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much. I can't say I fully understand it, Vinny, but I appreciate your goodbye speech. That's nice to know you're working that up. let's hope that's when I'm 70, right? You'll be 68, I'll be 70. Your kid will just be graduating high school. It'll be fantastic.
Well, I hope, but you know.
That's the goal, right?
All right. Well, I listen. I love you, but you don't owe me anything. And if you find yourself going, you know what? Vermont is calling. Have a good one, everybody.
Now that I can hook up with the Lucy app, I'm fine.
Oh.
I can go to the moon and do this show.
Is that what we're on today? Is that the fix that we ended up with?
No. I'm actually on the regular one, so we're going to pay attention to it. And according to engineering and people in the building, there were internet problems yesterday. I don't know why they only affected me. But there were internet problems yesterday at the station.
And that answer didn't make sense to me either because of that what you just said.
Right.
But I also went, I'm in the middle of five things. Whatever.
Yep. I mean, there's honestly, I'm not an engineer. Bryn, what were your feelings on the...
I'm also not an engineer, so, you know, I had my thoughts.
Oh, but, so we're all just going to
They say things and I just go, oh, all right. Okay.
All right, we'll go with that.
Okay.
No problem.
Oh, there you guys are. I got you now. Sorry.
Oh, there you are. You do exist on this plane of reality. Hi, Vinny.
Oh, it looks like it updated.
Oh.
It looks a little different. Join audio. No, I don't.
Yeah, join the audio.
Oh, I
or
want
actually,
to?
I guess you don't have to, right?
Cause, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you can join the audio.
But
I mean,
you join
it's
so that we just, can talk during the breaks.
Right, so all Nicole right. can give you the 1 minute warnings and all that stuff.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. She does that every time. It totally rattles me, throws me completely off. I forget everything I'm about to say, and then I start over.
Well, you have 1 minute to review it.
Right.
You know. What I like is when she says, 22 seconds.
Right.
Oops. That's my favorite.
Okay. All right, we're good. Sorry about all that. Right. I was in the
no
middle of
worries.
I was doing all my stuff, and that's the one thing I just completely missed. All right, yeah. So anyway, how are you guys?
So good. Oh my God.
Great.
How are you?
I'm good. I hate to keep going back to this, but after the couple weeks we went through there, but you know,
with the
zero
heat.
Fridge and on the run, not living at home and all the
weeks of, yeah,
there was a lot going on at one time. And so I hate to say it, but just dealing with COVID feels almost nice.
It feels like the normal amount
right.
of stress and pain.
Right.
Well, and back to that. Woo.
Right.
I don't know about this other crap piled on top.
Yeah, I feel much lighter and freer, which makes it easier to do this and also easier to sleep.
Yay! Yes. It is wonderful when there aren't, like, you know, bugs eating at the corner of your brains. Like, oh, I got to worry about this and this and this and also this. Now we just have to worry about the one thing, which we sort of have worked out. I mean, more or less, you know, I know what to expect from the COVID lockdown.
Right.
You know, and no matter what, it's always better on a Friday. I'm so excited. Right. I don't know why. It's not like I have anything going on this weekend.
You're not going to, I mean, what?
Nope. Well, I mean,
you guys went out and partied very successfully just last weekend.
But that's why we're on lockdown now. You know, it's like if you take a chance like that, you got to lock yourself down for 2 weeks. You can't be seeing anybody. So, although I am going to see someone this weekend. So,
I was just about to say, I hope people see that we're trying to set an example without being too preachy. But then there you are doing it. Okay, what were you going to say? You're going where?
We're doing a bike ride tomorrow.
Oh,
so that's right. Well, that's good. At least we're outdoors and we wear our masks and it should be fun. I think that
Too hot at all either. I mean, that's
I know. I was thinking that yesterday as she was giving me all the details for it, but I guess we're gonna take a ferry to Angel Island. They've limited it to, you know, X amount. So we had to get our tickets a long time ago or whatever it was.
Oh man, really?
Yeah.
So you ride over on a ferry and then you get to just cruise the island basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So you take your bike on the ferry and I mean it sounds great. I'm kind of excited about it. We'll see. Social distance away.
Yeah.
It should be fun. We're bringing a little picnic lunch and everyone's going to we'll sit in a big far-flung circle, I guess, and you know, there won't be drinking, so we'll be a lot more careful than we would be if it was you know, last Saturday night.
Is that one of those, there won't be drinking, winky Mm-mm. face? Or Mm-mm. is that you guys actually have already pre-decided you won't be drinking on a weekend event? That seems weird.
It's a middle of the day thing, so it's not, you know, John is a pretty adamant non-day drinker.
Oh.
He says it makes him tired. And you know, yeah, I see you nodding, Bryn. You've seen that. He's just like, nah, I don't want to. He doesn't start. And sometimes at 5 o'clock, I'm like, hey, how about a drink? He's all, I'll make you one. I'm like, oh, he drinking alone. All right, fine.
Make but you'll
one.
Do it anyway.
I'll
Twist
do it.
Arm,
I hate drinking alone. Luckily, I've got a kid who's of age now, and he'll be like, I'll have a beer with you, Mom. I'm like, all right, great. This is fantastic. What's that?
That was Nicole. I was just thinking.
Oh, that was Nicole. Oh, funny! I thought you were playing some theme song for day drinking. I like to drink during the day.
Oh, that was just a cue for the upcoming song. Oh, spectacular!
She's just done with us already. She's like, stop talking. I want to play us. Is that the song we're gonna hear?
I can change it to a different one.
Please, you just teased it. I mean, don't change it now.
Beautiful.
Is it I Want You to Have It All?
Yes. Wow, yeah. Sarah.
Well, I mean, it's pretty recognizable.
Yeah.
You know, jangly little tune.
Yeah.
So that's basically our plan. No day drinking, bike ride, social distance, trying to cool down. Supposedly it's going to be cooler out there. Don't ask me. I suppose on the water it will be, right, if we're on the ferry.
I think it'll be. I'm gonna guess it'll be probably the best spot you could be on the water on an island where there'll be a nice breeze. Yeah, in the afternoon it should be nice.
Well, let's hope so. Yeah, and Sunday's
good
supposed to be
guys.
A really hot day, right?
Although well, it's looking like Sunday and Monday now, so it's gonna go into next week. But by the way, you know these apps that say like, oh, you know, we're looking at 80. Yesterday was well into the 90s at my house already.
I add 10 degrees from. It's like you guys don't know, or you're lying, or you're standing in the shade because I'm adding 10 degrees.
I'm expecting whatever they're saying. It's much hotter than what they're saying. That's just all. The end. Because yesterday was scorching and it wasn't supposed to be. So whatever.
Don't believe them. The internet is full of lies.
But I did get to go for a surf, and that was very nice.
Oh, nice.
The water felt great, and I was a little late, so there was some wind on it, but still, just thank goodness. Yeah. This is like between not having to be evacuated from my home and having everything sort of back in order and in place, and also having, you know, the ocean right there. It's life isn't bad right now.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I know you got a fridge for your garage, and that had been on order anyway. And that was it saved you guys because your other, what's happening with the main fridge in your kitchen?
It is currently, thanks to one of our listeners, by the way.
Oh.
The arms or handles or whatever you want to call them are taped up and it is off. The fridge in the house is just off. It's going to be replaced. We have ordered a new one, but we currently, and look, I believe this very much. Once you've been through without a fridge, walking to the garage for the fridge is no big deal.
No
problem.
Fine.
It's not what you want to do. You know, you're in the kitchen. That's where the food usually should be stored, but
your work triangle's efficient.
Right. Whatever. We'll walk to the garage. It's all fine. And you know what? Taping up the arms of that thing, not only because they said your kids might hide in there and there's no oxygen and it could. So that's why it's taped. But it's also taped because Dad opens it repeatedly, forgetting somehow that it's not on and there's no food in there.
So, solid reminder that there's nothing in there for you.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know when we're going to see that thing. I just sort of, right now, it seems like just about anything you want to go buy is in short supply or not at all in stock.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's a weird thing because I can see if you're in retail, you're thinking, I don't want to get caught with stock. So I think people are stocking less stuff to begin with. But I also think somewhere along the supply chain, China, I don't know. Is it China? I don't know why we're not seeing. I don't know why we're not seeing stuff in stock if you've got money for, you know, goods and you're, hi, I'm here to buy something. And
we don't have anything.
Right.
Try again.
I don't get it, but.
We don't have stuff.
So anyway, that's, we'll see. I should have a fridge in the kitchen by, my safe
Christmas?
Guess is November. I'm going to say November.
Oh, great. Just in time for Thanksgiving. You need to store a lot of things in there.
Right.
Are you going to surf this weekend? Is that the plan? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I think that any chance I get right now, if I can find a little spot without a bunch of people, then I go.
And what about Bryn and Nicole? I'd like to hear what you guys are up to this weekend. Is it the same, basically nothing that we have going on? Because
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. winery tours or no?
My little sister, she's going to get look at dresses for her wedding. So something that's
yeah. When is the wedding going to be?
In April. So we'll see.
Oh, good luck. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's really
she
got
went forward, huh?
Everything's already set.
Hopes.
Yeah.
she's got
high hopes.
I think also she's being smart because if what happens if people don't come, then it's like cheaper. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you know, like catering and stuff like that. Like,
so she's going to send out invitations and then she'll be able to. Well, only 13 people are coming.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, look, either way, at the end of it, she'll be married. And it sucks. There's a lot. I actually feel bad for the people who planned this for this past June and had the 300 person wedding. Like, your sister knows what she's getting into.
Yeah, she sure does.
So what do you mean? So she hasn't found her wedding dress yet, huh?
No, but I mean, everything else is booked, like the venue, caterers, flowers. Like,
what about your dress? Does she have the bridesmaids' dresses yet?
So I'm not a bridesmaid, thank God.
Oh, you're not?
No, she, her fiance just wanted one person. So her brother, and then there's three sisters. So she was like, who should I do? I'm like, just have your best friend do it. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And so she's like,
we're all
going to
be there.
Yeah. Yeah. So her best friend's going to be her maid of honor. And that's it.
She's scaling it way down either way.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, have fun dress searching then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the sisters just dodged the maid of honor dress.
Dude, I know. There's, you know, as honored as you are to be asked, it is a pain in the ass.
Well, all my sisters flat out told me, like, whenever I get married, they're like, don't ask us.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just like that. They don't like to be the center of attention.
Who's your best friend?
Well, I have like two. And I asked one who lives in Texas. I was like, because we were just talking about it, and I said, if
you're talking about your wedding, your dream wedding, just as girls
I was,
do.
We were just talking girls. About it, and because she has a boyfriend, I don't, and I was like, do you expect me to be your maid of honor? And she was like, I don't know, because I'm out of state. I'm like, and then she's like, do you expect me? I'm like, I don't know. That's up to you, because I don't really care. She was like, no, I don't really want it either. So then I'm like, okay, cool. So I have one person in mind.
It is so much easier to just not be asked.
You know, there was this... I went to this... before Airbnb even existed, in the year 2000, we went to Hawaii, a bunch of friends, and we rented a big place, and we were going to basically be stranded there when Y2K
right.
turned
if
everything off.
If the world
off.
Shuts down, we'll be in Hawaii.
And this was the... He was my buddy for sure, but he was also... I know him because he was dating my girlfriend's roommate, so we knew each other because of the two girls. He proposed that weekend, and I swear to God, right after the proposal, somehow within, I want to say 15 minutes, the girls had gone out and made it back to the pool, which was at this place that we rented, with giant, thick, phone book-sized wedding book magazines, mm-hmm. and they're just flipping through these things with drool coming down their faces. And I just thought, first of all, why do you have to start that immediately? Like,
takes
what
a lot of time to plan a wedding, Vinny. You gotta have
but you're still on
wedding.
Vacation. He asked a minute ago.
This is a fun thing to do on vacation. Now I get time to go through the telephone book of bridesmaids' dresses.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that was... I guess there's a wedding magazine. Maybe it's not anymore because of the internet.
There are... Well, that's the thing about these wedding magazines, because, you know, I had no idea that they even existed until I was going to get married, and then somehow this stuff finds itself to you. But because you only do it once or twice or three times during your life, they got to get you. They got to get you while, you know, strike while the iron's hot. You know, they don't have that many opportunities. It's not something you keep going back for, most people. So they are thick and rich in chocolate. They are just.
It was a real surprise, like a world I'd never witnessed.
How exciting for the girls, though. Mm.
And almost immediately, too, began the. So my friend's getting married. And I'm like, yeah, I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, wedding fever catches amongst friends. It's for sure. That is a real thing.
Congratulations to them. I'm so happy for them.
What about us? Where
yeah,
are we going?
Yeah, that was then the push was on. And it was that also was almost instant.
Right.
Like, finger snap. Now that
I want to get married too.
A switch has been flipped. I was like, oh no, I didn't see this coming.
Well. It's just about time to go. Brittany, what are your big plans this weekend? I'm dying to hear what yard projects you're...
Yeah, that's funny. That's exactly it. I've been taking care of Cameron. So she finally has a day or two off. Anita does.
Oh.
So I'll probably get some housework done.
Oh.
Lucky
oh.
me. I got some time to...
To get on that honey-do list.
Something.
Well, it's nice that daddy daycare is really
speaking
only...
Speaking of marriage, I bet you're looking forward to running down
that. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I mean, I'm bummed about this COVID thing. It's forcing me to have to put it on hold, you know, because I had everything all set and planned, right? So, such a bummer.
You're letting Hooman plan your wedding, right? I mean, that's...
I don't... You know, even Hooman, I think he might... At least he has a lot. I think it might be a little bit too overwhelming if Hooman did it.
Totally kidding about that.
I mean,
please, what a nightmare that would be.
To be able to handle
Anita would wind up killing him.
I don't know. They might be on the same page. I'm just not there.
Well, be a good groom like Vinny was and just say, oh, great idea. Yes, that one. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I really
one,
was
though.
Proud of Vinny's maturity.
You can't say I don't care. You have to say
no.
That one. The polka dots over the stripes.
Right. Just make even because if you don't care, you can just point at either one. It doesn't matter.
Right.
They're all great.
I've learned.
Oh, and then she'll just pick the one you didn't pick and that'll be that. All right. KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Friday! And we'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.